contiguous international news headlines. Further signs of cracks in U.S.-led Iraq occupation coalition as Poland and Italy raise questions. Another surge of violence in Iraq as first anniversary of U.S. invasion approaches. There were further signs of cracks in U.S.-led Iraq occupation coalition Thursday as questions about the invasion were risen in Poland and Italy. In the first official criticism in Poland, President Aleksander Kwasniewski said that his country had been taken for a ride, in his words, about the alleged existence of weapons of mass destruction in the Arab country. While admitting that he and others were deceived by Washington, the Polish head of state didn't go any further, implying that his country's troops would remain deployed. He said that if Polish troops were withdrawn, they would only be replaced by U.S. soldiers. And in Italy, a cabinet minister broke ranks with his pro-war government on Iraq, telling a newspaper that last year's invasion could have been a mistake, could have been avoided, and was in any case not the best thing to have done. In an interview published Thursday by the news daily Il Messaggero, European Affairs Minister Rocco Buttiglione is quoted as saying, "Terrorism cannot be defeated only by the force of arms, and if we give the impression that weapons play the dominant role, we will only stir up nationalist feelings among the Arabs against us." The statement is being called the first apparent crack in the unity of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi on Iraq just 2 days before the first anniversary of the U.S. invasion. Buttiglione said he didn't believe that democracy in the Middle East could be achieved through war or because Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein has been toppled. He said it can only be achieved, in his words, through a policy of peace, cultural exchanges, interreligious dialogue, and development aid. Buttiglione is a member of the Italian Christian Democratic Party, one of the partners of Berlusconi's coalition government. Both his and the Polish president's statements follow Spanish Prime Minister Alfonso José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero's reiterated vow to withdraw the 1,300 Spanish soldiers from the Polish-led contingent by June 30, unless the United Nations took over the administration of Iraq. Thursday saw another surge of violence in Iraq as the first anniversary of the U.S. invasion approached. A suicide car bomb launched an attack near a hotel in Basra as a British military patrol passed by, killing 3 bystanders and wounding at least 15, though British soldiers suffered no casualties. Late Thursday, insurgents targeted the Ministry of Oil and the Burj Al Hayat Hotel in Baghdad with several rockets and explosive devices, though there were no injuries. One projectile punctured a hole in the second floor of the hotel, which sometimes houses Kurdish politicians. In Bakuba, 35 miles northeast of Baghdad, gunmen opened fire on a minibus, killing 3 Iraqi journalists and wounding 9 other employees of a TV station funded by occupation forces. In the rest of town of Fallujah, insurgents with AK-47 rifles and rocket-propelled grenades clashed with U.S. troops guarding a government building.